from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. Police in New York are appealing to the public for information after an explosion in the Manhattan neighborhood of Chelsea injured 29 people late Saturday. Authorities called the blast intentional.
A bomb exploding in New York is obviously an act of terrorism, but it's not linked to international terrorism. In other words, we find no ISIS connection, etc.
That's New York Governor Andrew Cuomo speaking in a news conference Sunday morning. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio describing the explosion as deliberate. Cuomo said an additional 1,000 police and National Guard troops will be patrolling the city's public transportation system just to err on the side of caution. He added that all 29 victims have been released from the hospital. The explosion left debris and glass strewn through the streets and caused significant property damage. The images from the scene and from closed-circuit cameras around the blast showed the windows blown out of cars and storefronts as pedestrians scrambled for safety. The bomb detonated in a bustling neighborhood filled with bars, restaurants, and residences during an especially busy time for the city as world leaders arrive in New York for the annual United Nations General Assembly this week. And Hillary Clinton's campaign is aggressively outworking Donald Trump in battleground state Pennsylvania, a state that Donald Trump can scarcely afford to lose. Nearly any route to the White House includes Pennsylvania's 20 votes, and Trump could potentially win several other big ones, but he needs Pennsylvania. This is VOA. A gunman suspected of being motivated by hatred for law enforcement killed a woman and wounded two Philadelphia police officers and three civilians before he was shot and killed by police. Commissioner of Police Richard Ross said police found what he describes as a rambling note at the scene of the Friday night rampage that police believe was written by the gunman and that expressed hatred for the police and named a probation officer. Police chase and shootout through the streets of the city began at around 11:20 p.m. Friday when Sergeant Sylvia Young, a 19-year-old veteran of the Philadelphia Police Department, was ambushed while sitting in her patrol car. A Palestinian stabbed an Israeli army officer in the chest near the West Bank settlement on Sunday, moderately wounding him before Israeli soldiers shot the attacker and apprehended him. The incident followed a weekend surge in Palestinian attacks that shattered weeks of relative calm for Palestinians, one of whom held Jordanian citizenship, were shot dead over the weekend during assaults on Israelis, according to authorities. The spike in violence had spurred the Israeli military to send troop reinforcements to the West Bank. Violence began a year ago and for months included near daily Palestinian stabbing attacks. They have killed 34 Israelis and two American visitors, with about 214 Palestinians killed during that same period. Israel says the vast majority were attackers, though Palestinians have accused Israeli forces of using excessive force or killing people who were not assailants. The dramatization of The Miracle on the Hudson, directed by Clint Eastwood and starring Tom Hanks as Captain Chesley Sully Sullenberger, remained at number one in U.S. theaters for the second week, bringing in $22 million. A trio of newcomers failed to fly close to the haul earned by Sully. And the United States, Japan, and South Korea on Sunday roundly condemned North Korea's recent nuclear test, and called for tough new measures to further isolate the communist state. Meeting on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly, Secretary of State John Kerry and his Japanese and South Korean counterparts said the North Korean test earlier this month would not go unanswered. I'm Lori London in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.